Podcast 40 is sponsored by Rock Paper Simple, letting the world know of your brilliance.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballou. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey, it's Hugh. Number 40 is about you. Well, they've all been about you. These are five signs that it's time to invest in your leadership skills. This is a whole series coming up about ways to upgrade yourself personally. We call it leadership, but as you'll hear, I think people misunderstand that word. What we think we've arrived at a destination rather than thinking about it's a journey. We're on a journey of continuing improvement. You can find the transcript from this podcast, hughballoupodcast.com. Look on the list, find today's podcast, click on it. It takes you to a page where you can read the transcript, find the links, and let's have a two-way conversation. Give me your thoughts. Give me your comments. I'm pushing this out to a microphone in my office in my recording studio. I'm expecting you're going to comment. So go to the page and comment. This is about an ongoing conversation. It's a partnership. It's a let's help each other be more effective. And we're more effective if we're more efficient with the resources that we've been given. We've been given a vision. We are implementing that vision. We're transforming it into reality. It won't happen unless we transform ourselves, building the skills needed to lead the team, to lead the organization, and to transform people's lives. It starts with us. Being or becoming an effective leader means being a serious student of leadership and not being a leadership expert. People introduce me as keynotes or workshops or whatever as a leadership expert. And I like to say, okay, thank you for that. I am really a student of leadership. We never stop learning. It's a plan for constant reflection. We should plan to reflect, to evaluate, to study. And if you look at great leaders, they plan, they study, they read. The more effective they are, the more time they spend on themselves. I have worked with some of the top leaders in the world and some of the top musical conductors. The consistent factor is that the more successful they are, the more they continue to work on themselves. Without exception, you go and study the most successful people. They read. They have coaches. They have mastermind groups. They surround themselves with other successful people, and they're always working on self. So today, let's reflect on our own skills. Look at the list I have. Here's the list of the five signs. Is there a pattern? Then ask yourself, am I willing to do something about it? It's like communication. Everybody talks about the problem. Nobody does anything about it. Here's the list of five. Are you doing too much and your team is doing too little? Number two, you set goals that don't happen and you constantly move the due dates out into the future. Your vision is inspiring to you, but no one else gets it. You can't get your to-do list finished on most days. You're giving up your days off, your holidays. Any of those apply, even moderately? Believe it or not, these are very very common with leaders of many types in many types of organizations. When I ask if they are willing to do something about it, I get a, here's another list of five. I get a variety of answers. Number one, I don't have time. Number two, my team just isn't up to par. Three, it'll cost too much to do anything, to work on it. Number four, I'm doing everything possible and nothing works. Number five, and it doesn't matter. The situation is hopeless and nobody will change. These answers are what I classify as denial. I define it as denial because the leader has a lack of self-awareness and is not thinking about the consequences of his or her actions or lack of actions. The leader is typically not willing to change. They're not willing to change his or her patterns because of this denial. James Allen has a great little quote. It said, "We are anxious to improve our circumstances, but are unwilling to improve ourselves. Therefore, we remain bound." I've paraphrased that from the male dominant language of the time. So here's your first question to yourself. Say, self, am I willing to change myself and begin a journey of personal growth and self-discovery so that I can more fully achieve my vision? And then ask, am I willing to do what it takes to improve myself in order to improve my results? I'd like to hear your answers. Please comment in the section below. And if you want, go to my calendar. It's below. And let's talk about it. I learn something from everybody that I meet. What about you? Podcast 40, looking at the signs. Are we willing to make a change? How do you define profit? If we're in a nonprofit, we got to make profit. Here's a tip. Think of profit in all of its aspects. Go to the dictionary. I've given you a dictionary explanation before in the previous session, several sessions. We must have positive cash flow more than our expenses to run our charity, to run our business, to be able to put gas in the car. There are other ways that we profit from the work, from the vision, from the expanded knowledge that we create and give to the world. This is Hugh Ballew. How do you define profit? Let's talk about it. I'll see you on the next podcast, which will be a series of self-empowerment sessions. This episode of Orchestrating Success is sponsored by Rock Paper Simple, a digital marketing agency with a unique approach. Their team actually believes that a website should be a marketing tool. Ah, shocking, I know. And they back it up with a proven methodology. Their 7 steps to a marketing-focused website is their secret sauce to making sure every website is designed to convert traffic. And with a team of 10, they don't stop with just building a marketing-focused website. They are also adept at driving traffic to that website with digital marketing strategies. Relevant traffic driven to a conversion-centric website. It's that simple. Rock, paper, simple. You are awesome at what you do. It's time that the world knows. Give them a call for a free consultation to learn more about their marketing focused websites and digital marketing campaigns. Tell them Hugh recommended them. Go to rockpapersimple.com/Hugh, H-U-G-H. You'll be glad you did.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.